This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, Estes? Welcome to Pillows and Beer. We have a very special episode today. Our great friends from Chicks in the Office, a Barstool podcast, are joining us, which is long overdue. So without any more ado, but yeah, Nick's going to let them in. But we're all in Charleston except Nick. He's moonshining somewhere. Austin and I just went to the gym. Oh, do you have your chick sweatshirt on?
Sure do.
I'll show it to them when they get on.
But yeah,
Nice.
I certainly have my chick's sweatshirt on. And it is long overdue. I mean, we have hung out with them on their podcast many times. And I'm very excited that they're joining us, especially, well, A, just hang out, but B, the Golden Globes were on last night, and I know that their finger was on the pulse for that, and I have a lot of thoughts and things that I want to hear that they have to say, and I don't know. I'm just excited to catch up with them. Excited to catch up.
Hello? Hey.
Yeah, y'all.
Oh, we can hear you.
Oh, there we go.
Look how official and cozy you guys
look.
Yep,
so official.
So official.
And super we were gonna, cozy. You know,
wait, did you shut the volume off? Oh, there we go.
Look at the pros.
Well, you guys have such a pro setup right now. I'm really glad we didn't just do this from our laptops.
I mean,
yeah, we're already
Craig has
here.
A pro, you know, setup. And
you look like you're about to record a song, Craig.
Hell yeah. There's a TikTok. There's a TikTok that I saw, and it's like that mashup that we all know by heart from like 2010.
Yeah, 2009? DJ Earworm.
I got dance. Yeah.
And in my head, I want to make that TikTok where I'm just like lip singing it.
That's my favorite. United States of Pop 2009.
Yep. United States of Pop 2009.
So good.
I want pop. I want dance. I want rock and the roll. Electronic yep. club beats. Yep.
I've probably listened to it over 100 times.
Oh my god! Hey. Wow, you're really playing to the crowd.
You know,
we did appreciate you wearing it in the episode, but we couldn't really share it because you were upset, so it didn't really feel like something to share with.
Yeah.
Everyone was DMing us, being like, "Oh my god, Austin's wearing your sweatshirt," and because they saw it in the preview, and we're like, "Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's getting maybe some not, bad news."
We actually talked about you guys today on the podcast. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we finished Southern Charm, obviously.
It was quick. It was quick. Don't listen.
What up? Whoa.
No,
it's fine.
I said Austin sounded a little douchey.
Well, we'll get to it, but like they shouldn't.
Get to it because we're going to talk about another show where another person shouldn't have gotten in. And
we're going to get to it, Austin.
Relax. Don't yell at me, okay?
Because like saying we're going to get to it doesn't mean go into it now.
We're going to hang out so much in the next couple months.
Yeah,
we actually are, which is so exciting. All right. I mean,
we've got, well, you guys, you know that, do you know how many episodes you've done? Because I do.
Oh man,
the amount of episodes we've done
651. We got
that's
other
amazing.
People in the room with us.
Yeah, that was cheating, by the way.
Yeah, but, it was
651. Do you guys record chat from Monday to Friday?
Yes.
Well, we do 3 episodes a week, so we record 3 times a week. But we're in the office most days.
But Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday is our record days.
Yep.
Do you guys have a separate, like, do you guys have to wait to talk to each other until you record, or have you figured out the balance?
No.
No, like, if there's something really juicy or that we think will be funny, we'll save it.
Mm-hmm.
But normally we can share it and then also rehash. We can always re-bring it up.
Yeah, and I think that we already talk about dive into things that we wouldn't talk about on the podcast with each other a lot. Like, yeah, you know, yeah, we like text a lot.
Right.
About so you're just other things.
Professional gossipers.
Yeah. So then when it gets to the podcast, I mean, sometimes when like when a pop culture topic is like really popping off, then we're obviously going to text about it. It's like, this is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
But most of the time when it comes to that, we are not talking about it.
Texting is great for shorthand thoughts. Yeah. And then, you know, we can really sit down and hash it all out when we're sitting here.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that you guys have figured out, because I feel like, you know, even sometimes at the gym, you know, or something, Craig and I are like, all right, let's just wait and talk about this later. And so like, we're still trying to figure out how to like not, mm-hmm, you know, talk about all the nonsense that we want to talk about until we get on the podcast.
Yeah, you gotta save the magic.
Because you also want that genuine reaction. But then when you don't get the reaction that you were kind of hoping for, you're like, why did I even save this? You know? Like, I could have just told you this off the podcast and then I would know that this is not worth it for me to talk about, and now I'm embarrassed.
That's so
like
funny.
Before I was really excited about Deal or No Deal Island is coming to NBC, and I really loved Deal or No Deal, and I found out who was hosting it, and I was really excited about who was hosting it, and I was like, wait, Fran, I'll just have you guess on the podcast. But then it was kind of like awkward because it was like,
but that was good though, because I
but
did
you did
eventually
have a good
guess it.
Eventually you guessed it, and then it was like a good reaction. But it was like, what if she doesn't care about this, you know? And then she's
who
like, this better
host?
Be good.
Who's the host?
One of Rhea's favorite actors,
Joe Manganiello. He was married to Sofia Vergara.
Oh yeah,
Magic Mike.
Yeah,
Magic Mike.
He was in Magic Mike, and specifically Magic Mike 2. He has that
and
amazing
they broke
iconic
up,
scene,
right? Yeah. And then you know, they broke up or they got divorced,
they
I suppose.
Did get
divorced. And like she, you know, came out to him and was like, I get to wake up next to this god every single day. Like, how do you go from that to then like you break up? I thought that was like a couple that was going to go the distance, you know?
But he fell out of love.
Yeah. And let's not forget, they're all actors, you know?
Damn.
But like, they're actors
damn.
In the sense,
wow.
They're actors in the sense damn. That like, if they have some issues going on in their private life and they go do an interview and the interviewer's like, oh, like what's going on? They can be like, oh, everything's great. Love
He's
my
a god.
Husband. He's
yeah.
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She's
sure.
like, and then, you know, they go home and they're fighting.
That's true.
Yeah, we had a couple breakups this year.
A lot.
Yeah, there were a lot.
And you guys know about every single one of them.
Yeah. It is our job to know, Austin.
We just did a recap of, because when we did the end of the year, we went through and we were like giving out medals, like, you know, gold.
Oh, I saw that.
Second place and third place.
And then I was just like, wait, if people see these graphics, are they like, I don't want them to think I'm awarding
gold medal breakup.
Joe Manganiello and Sofia Vergara breaking up. I'm upset about it. I'm just rating it based on how upset
was
I was.
What was your gold medal breakup?
It could have been a little misleading because I was like, damn,
on,
these people
on.
Are really
I'm gonna
celebrating.
Guess, I'm going to guess that you think that
mine.
The gold medal breakup was Sophie Turner and Joe. Or no, Joe? No.
That was silver.
Joe. It was.
Right. That was mine. That was
I knew it.
That
knew
was
it.
Mine.
Okay. That was mine too, the gold.
Yeah.
And then we
had different ones.
We had different ones after that.
And
then
gold,
I went to...
and not because, you know, you're like, yes, they broke up, but like
that was
the biggest,
the one...
like earth shattering
right.
breakup.
That was
rock
the biggest
world.
One and yes, personally.
That you didn't
me.
See coming.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, y'all are Joe Bros. So y'all obviously were rocked.
How did y'all handle like Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson then? Like, did that hurt you physically?
Well, Craig, we're a little bit younger.
I think I was like 10 years old.
I love how you guys call us by our names. Like,
see,
oh,
that was
Austin,
the one.
It's our job to know. Well, Craig,
that was the one that really hurt.
I want to look up when that
sure
when
that
they broke
we
up.
We address you guys. You know which one we're talking to. We're all on Zoom.
Okay. Well, what about you know relationships?
I recall. I was too young. I wasn't allowed to watch that. Like, I couldn't watch Nick and Jess. Like, I didn't watch Nick and Jess's show.
They broke up in 2005.
I was eight years old.
You were eight, yeah.
It rocked my world as an 8-year-old.
Craig and I were juniors in high school in 2005.
Wait, what? Did y'all
remember it? Yeah.
Well, you and
were, I was 11.
We are going to see each other a lot because we've got this podcast and we're coming on to y'all's next week. And then we have some like cool show stuff. I don't know if you're announcing yet, but we are, and then Marty and I might be doing something down here. Hey. Austin, you'll be included in that.
Mm-hmm. Golf. So
we're not just hanging out all over the place. So, so y'all are coming to Charleston on March 1st, correct?
We are.
They might not be.
It's not pub. That's not a public information. Though.
That's okay.
But that's totally
now
fine.
We could just leave that in. But yes. Yeah. But I will say, can I read our texts from this past weekend about coordinating these upcoming things? Because Austin answered like a full day late. I thought I was never getting an answer from Austin, which was fine because Craig answered,
spoke,
and he was like, all of this is wonderful news. I would love to. And I'm sure if Austin's in town, he will too. Full 24 hours later, a text from Austin. Hey, Rhea, this is all great and exciting news. I didn't even know we were doing your podcast, but I'm excited. I'm like, how does this guy not know what he's doing? And then he said, I intentionally haven't done press this year, so this should be something. So we're going from not seeing each other all year to essentially three times in a month.
Yeah.
And I said, we're going to have a lot of fun. Don't worry. We'll take it easy on you. And he writes back, no, it's going to be great. I'll be getting the last word. And Craig wrote back, this is why you won most dramatic in high school.
Yeah.
And Austin writes, because I haven't done press all year.
Yeah,
and
so
then
you're,
Craig's
you're,
like, no, because you said because you're going to be getting the last word. And then Austin just doesn't answer. Which means he did not get the last word in this chat. Just didn't answer.
I mean, that's a hell of a tease.
I came in.
He's saving
it. I said what I had to say, and then I floated back away. Yeah. Craig went through like a flurry of text, which Craig is known for, right? So sometimes we're like, where the hell's Craig? Like, where the hell's Craig? And then he'll jump in and send like, you know, 15 texts in a row, and then he'll float away again too. And so I guess that the rule.
You caught me at the right time
in this situation. But yeah, I didn't know that we were coming on to do your show. But I mean, so
well, to be fair,
they don't tell us anything.
Okay. And I basically got involved because we're doing Watch What Happens with Leva next week, and I was like, guys, if we're in New York, let's make the rounds. Like,
right.
Well, I haven't, so anyway, they were like, oh yeah, I guess that's a good idea. We'll reach out to some people, and like, obviously you guys are always on our like A-list.
And so I never read my email, maybe, and maybe they did respond to us and say, okay, I have you doing this, this, and this.
Right.
But yeah, when you texted us, I was like, what is going on right now?
Now, if we say like, if they were like, hey, do you guys want Craig and Austin? And we're like, no. Do you guys hear about that? We have never, but I'm just thinking about how funny that would be if you guys heard.
It wouldn't be funny.
It was like, no.
We just said, you know, not this time.
The chicks passed this time.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you would blame it on like a quote unquote booking agent, I think is what a lot of people do.
Yeah, there's a booking issue.
That's how we always think when we like reach out to people or we're like, oh, we ask our booking team, like, hey, like this person has a new movie coming out. We really want them on. And they come back to us and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, he is going to be in New York, but just his schedule can't make it work. And I'm like,
and then we see that person do somebody else's thing. And we're like, oh, they can't make it work. Want to do ours.
Can't make it
Which
work.
Has actually happened with us before, if we want to talk about it.
You,
I was supposed to come with Craig. And then Craig completely outed me to you guys. I told Craig to tell you guys. I told Craig to tell you guys that, you know, I missed my train or something, which I don't know why I would be taking a train from anywhere to get to you guys.
I think you told him to say you missed your flight, and Craig was like, he was in the seat next to
And you think we deserve a little bit more respect?
I started to say it, and I was like,
I actually would much rather, because I love a good cancellation. If you were like, if someone's like, hey, I'm not coming because I don't feel like it, I'd be like, totally fair. Like, we've all been there, you know what I mean? Where you just like don't feel like doing something.
I love that we're that close, though, because we really could be like, I'm not coming.
Like, sorry. Listen, I just don't feel like it. I'd be like, all right, Craig and Austin don't feel like it today. Yeah. They're just not coming.
Okay, well, see, that's actually great advice because it's something that I'm working on with, you know, directness. I should have been like, you know what? I don't want to come. And then you're like, okay, it's better than me trying to like make you feel better about it. And then I tried to make you feel better about it. And then Craig told you. And then you're like, dick.
Do you feel like this is maybe just like a whole life thing that you need to, you know, implement? Like a more directness with
absolutely.
People.
Rather than like
up
worrying
front
about
your,
you know,
feelings.
Yes. And rather than worrying about hurting someone's feelings, like tell them
I do like you.
Happening.
I don't like you. You know, like straight up.
Directness.
Who were your...
When you try to pussyfoot like around, you know, the issue at hand, then it ends up kind of biting you in the ass, which... Mm-hmm. And with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And we...
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Right back.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer with Rhea and Fran from Chicks in the Office. You guys had some huge guests this year, though. Like, even, like, I root for you all, obviously, but I was like, holy shit, on some of them. Who were your,
some of y'all's guests, like, when I see them on, I'm like, what the hell do they care about us? You know, when Ashton Kutcher is sitting right there.
Well, Ashton Kutcher was super cool. I will say, Fran and I are just like, we just love reality TV through and through.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys know I just watched Southern Charm for the first time this year. So, like, that was really big. But
I don't think Austin knew that.
Oh, yeah. Austin, you're not caught up on the fact that I never watched.
I was like,
have
you been lying to us the whole all these years? And she's like,
well,
I
think
technically didn't.
Like, I'm pretty sure we did our first interview like 7 years ago. Like, I think it's we've been working.
Yeah.
Like for over 7 years.
It was probably 20.
No. And like, 18. I always knew that, right? Because I always knew that, you know, Fran was always the one who was like, you know, asking the questions, you know, out of interest. And you were like,
because
I knew, you know,
she's never a good follow up question about like, like
the drama.
Like, how did that make you feel? Yeah.
Right.
But I was home sick one day and I had like cable TV on. And there was a Southern Charm marathon on Bravo. And I was like, oh, I'll give this show a shot.
Great.
Season and 9.
It was literally like the season during COVID, which was kind of crazy. And I was like, whoa, this is good. And I texted Craig being like, Craig, this show that you're on, good stuff. Like, keep it up. And now I
still think you got to go back.
I do. But
early,
I watched
to the early days.
Yeah, I watched the entirety of this past season. So like now I am up to date and I kept up week to week. And, you know, Austin, I think you're a great friend. A little hard to defend at times.
Sure. Sure.
But we appreciate you. You know what I mean?
But it's
thank you.
We jump into the like the reality TV stuff that we watch and we enjoy, we can jump into and have like real conversations with people is fun. And then when we do get these like A-list guests too, it's interesting because I do think that they're like, they can be so much more down to earth than you would think. Like, I feel sometimes like industry people say like, oh, when you have some massive celebrity, they'll come in on their own. They'll sit down, they'll talk, they'll be like, because they make the rules. Sometimes other like stars, reality TV stars and internet famous people, things like that, they have like 18 people on their team. They want this taken out. They want this taken out. They want this they listen back. They don't like this. They like this. But you have like a Josh Duhamel, Ashton Kutcher, like these guys.
They came in alone.
Who just like came in, like, and they're like, "Hey, that's awesome. that was great. Thanks for having us. Bye."
And they have nobody with them. And Fran's so right. It's like we'll have, because the networks, obviously, if we have like people from The Bachelor or
That's because they're big enough that they don't have rules to follow anymore.
Like, they can tell their people to fuck off. Like, I'm just gonna like say whatever I want. But then obviously other people have to follow rules. And so that is what's cool about them. We had a stretch of time where it was like Josh Duhamel, Ashton Kutcher, and James Marsden, like all within like a span of a couple of weeks.
That
was a great couple of weeks because we were like, oh yes, my gosh. Our moms were really excited.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like those three guys are on a lot of women's freaking hall pass list.
Oh, yeah.
So out of those three, which one would you had John Hamm on your hall pass list?
No, we didn't have John Hamm. I wish
you
we
did.
I wish
Hamm.
We had John Hamm.
If we had John Hamm, I think he would have been the first one.
John
we
Hamm.
Okay, so where did you get John Hamm from?
Well, he likes Bravo and stuff.
Oh, right.
Sorry,
Marsden, Kutcher.
It's tough between. I love Josh Duhamel. I really do.
Really?
But James Marsden.
You were like sold on James Marsden.
James Marsden has had me swooning the most out of all of them. Yeah, he did.
For me, really? I was most frazzled by Josh Duhamel because I fucked up the intro with Josh Duhamel. Remember?
Yeah.
I said, I was like, we're here with a very special guest instead of special guest. And we put that clip out. And that's like one of my favorite clips from this year because you just see you like look at me like, did you really just fuck that up? And Josh Duhamel's like just like staring into my soul with a little smirk. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to jump off a bridge. Like, I just messed up this intro.
You know, it's men. They've all aged like a fine wine, those guys. They really
I have a bro crush. James is probably who I would pick bro crush wise.
I had a bro crush on freaking Ashton Kutcher like my whole life. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Ashton Kutcher was really, really nice and easy to talk to. He had a little bit more of like, I don't know if nerdy is the word. Like, that's like a poor choice of word to use.
I forgot he was on the
Duhamel
list.
No,
Kutcher. Duhamel was super cool. Like, all the guys in this office, when they saw Josh Duhamel walking around, like, I remember Marty being like, that fucking guy
Duhamel
is unreal looking.
Is
like he
like,
was like,
yeah, Duhamel,
he was like that guy. He was like, wow, that's a handsome guy.
Duhamel
he has
just
been
has
on
a
every
look.
Girl.
Yeah, and he's
every girl that
right
I've
now.
Ever dated. He has been on their list.
Oh
yeah, he's been on their list, man. Duhamel, like, I mean, Olivia is like obsessed with the guy. Like, when he announced like his engagement, she was like, this is a very sad day.
He looks like he. And this just, you know, because he's gone a little like silver foxy now, and he looks like he can go into a forest, like chop down wood, build you
what's
a house.
What's his movie or show?
I'm pretty sure he did do that. Like, I think he like built a cabin.
he
build a cabin?
Yeah.
He said,
yeah.
So yeah, that's
what's he known for?
He's not Tad Hamilton.
Josh
Duhamel. So he wasn't just chopping wood for you guys.
Win a date with Tad Hamilton. He's also in the Transformers movies.
Yeah, that's right. That's where I know him from.
Wasn't he in
Life as We Know It? He's done a bunch of good rom coms. He's done one with
Heigl.
He's done one with Kristen Bell. When in Rome.
When in Rome.
No, X-Men was James Marsden.
X-Men's James Marsden.
Yeah.
I know Marsden from Death at a Funeral.
Yeah.
Really?
27 Dresses.
Man, you guys have had some fucking solid guests.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we love our
rom-coms. All in like 2 week period?
Yeah, it was all like
it
back
was like
back
within
back.
A couple. It was like probably a couple months.
Well, no, remember Ashton Kutcher and Josh Duhamel were
Ashton
2 weeks
and Josh
then James
really
Marsden
close.
Was like a month after that. But then we get into like the new year because this happened. We ended.
We love jury duty. Yeah.
We ended 2022. With Drew Barrymore, which was awesome. And she was so sweet. And then
we were like,
how are we going to top this the next year? And then we had so many great guests this past year that now going into 2024, we're like, how are we going to top that year? Like, then you start getting worried. Like, we've had so many great guests.
Things
well, don't worry, guys.
Too.
Austin and Craig are coming.
Yeah, don't worry. You guys.
Bolster your 2024 resume.
You guys will
resume.
Be here.
I will say, though, like, and the strike the actor's strike and everything, like, that mm-hmm. kind of put a pause on a lot. So that mm-hmm. kind of, oh. that sucked a lot towards,
yeah,
like, because
they
the
couldn't do press.
Okay. They couldn't do any press.
I have so many things to say, because you said the actor's strike, and then I wanted to bring up just, you know, all these things. But Sugar from The Bear follows me and us. And so I reached out to her one time and was like, hey, would you ever want to come on? And she was like, yeah, of course, but we're in the middle of, you know, the yep. strike. Let's wait until it passes.
Yep.
And now it has passed, and her show just won a freaking Golden Globe last night. Yeah. Rightfully so. Love The Bear. Love her. And so, yeah, well, now that it's over, I mean.
I didn't even know they were on, and Austin came to the gym, like what you were talking about earlier, being excited about something. He's like, dude, and we can talk about the Golden Globes today. And I was like. I was like, I'm sure that they know, like, they'll talk to you about it, Austin. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after a word.
This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
From our sponsors.
Well, that's good. They are going to bring the Bear is going to come back probably sooner than a lot of other shows.
You think so?
Yeah, they did say they're going to do season. I mean, they haven't filmed season three, but like. I think we're going to be waiting a pretty long time for some of these other shows. Mm-hmm. So to that, I think 2025, maybe they said.
Like,
yeah, well, a couple of the end of
that's
2024.
That's not soon.
No,
that's
I think in showtime, it's relatively soon considering all these shows shut down for so long.
But other shows moved up their time. Like Euphoria was supposed to be 2025, but now they went back to 2024. So I think maybe once people start getting in motion again.
Oh, it'll be 2024. Yeah.
They then realize, okay, like, good. I feel like the end of 2024 will be a lot of TV shows. Right now, not a lot going on in the TV show world.
I know.
Which is really disappointing. I saw that there's a new show on Netflix. I don't know if you guys watched it yet. Fool Me Once. Have you guys seen it?
Yes.
Did you watch it? I didn't watch it yet.
No. What I watched was the clip on, you know, TikTok where, you know, the husband is like in the room with the kid and then the nanny goes berserk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking maces her and then runs out of the room. And I was like, I have to watch
the show. Wait, you watched the show, Craig?
Yeah, me and Paige watched it this week.
How was it? Don't spoil it. Just give it like a rating.
Give it like a Chicks in the Office rating.
It was the days after New Year's, so like I was on my couch, like,
so you don't remember ordering shit because you were high.
Okay. So no matter what you watched, it was good.
You should watch it. Yeah, you should watch it. But like, I was in no state to give that show a rating.
I have to go back and rewatch it.
I respect you not giving out a faulty rating.
Yeah.
Yeah, and don't like those. Those shows aren't for me. Like, I usually wouldn't have watched something like that. Like, it's really intense. And I was, it's not
What's
a Craig show
but it's
at
like
all.
A fake,
What's your grade,
I mean, it's
Rhea?
Like a, I didn't watch
it. I gave
it,
it a B.
I want to watch it. That's why I was curious. But I keep seeing people raving about it. But then I'm like,
no,
I don't know
if this is
my kind of show.
It's a psychological thriller that you're going to watch. And then you're going to be like, all right, well, okay. Like,
that's going to be your reaction.
Or maybe that was your reaction.
You get through all eight episodes and you go, all right, that was a show.
Yeah, that was something. Glad
that happened.
I think I won't
spend 8 hours watching that.
I think the reason that Craig didn't like it is because then he turned to Australia, Love Island, and then that's all that.
Yeah, we watched the whole thing in like 3 days.
How was it?
I'm a Love Island guy now.
I'm in the midst of Love Island, Australia.
We're big Love Island
And Love
people.
Island is the one that I can get my fiance to watch with me. He won't do a lot of reality stuff, but Love Island piques his interest. Like he's in the kitchen. He's like, Wait, what did who did he pick? You're watching.
It's easy watching because there's like, you know, 1,000 episodes, but like on paper, I would never like a show like that because it's basically just like everyone hooking up with everyone.
Yep.
But when you just accept that the people on there are going to disappoint you and you switch your mind into being like, I was rooting for it like the WWE. Yes. All of a sudden was like, I'm rooting for the you to be a bad person.
Yes.
Even though you
want them to be evil to each other.
Yeah. And Paige is like, Craig, it's the fucking show. They're not bad. They've known each other for 3 days. I was like, oh, well, why? Do you want to go make out with everyone? And then once we got through that like phase where I was just like, all right, this is actually one of the most brilliant shows ever made. I want to be a producer on it. And like the twists and turns, it was just brilliant. And I'm not going to spoil Love Island for you, but I believe in the show now.
Yeah. Oh, good. And I'm glad that it was Australia that, like, Australia is good because they are the ones that are probably a little bit more off the rails. But UK is the far more superior show. So once you get to that.
That's what Paige said.
I have heard so, and I said this to Craig, and I want to say it to y'all to see what you think. But Whitney, you know, from our show, Whitney is a critic of everything. You know, for instance, he's like, our show sucks. I'm like, it's your show. You know what I mean? And he thinks that Love Island UK is the most perfect reality show that's ever been made.
That's true.
He speaks so highly. He's and like, it is the best show, you know, reality show I've ever seen.
It really can depend on the season and the cast.
Yeah.
But I will say
the format is
fantastic. Yeah. And most recently they did Love Island Games, which included people from all the different kinds. And that was phenomenal.
So good.
Like All-Stars is being filmed, I think, in like 2 weeks.
All-Stars starts on Monday.
Like it really is so good. And Craig, back to what you were saying, it's funny because you're like, you have to remind yourself, like, you and Paige have been together for years. Like, she's not just going to run around. Like, she's right. Like, they did just meet yesterday. Yeah. So the fact that they get so upset when someone decides that they may not like that person, and you're like, they just met. And they start freaking out. It's like what you root for.
Yep.
They just go like their vocabulary that they use when they just meet, though, is what at first I had to get used to, because they'd be like, I mean, I'm not even considering anyone else. It's me and you till the end. And then they get like called for a chat with the new guy. And they're like, you know what? Me and James are together now. And I was like, then why did you just break this guy's heart? And
it's Paige like a video
is like,
game.
Shut up. Yes, it is. It's like a video game. And then you're just like, I mean, I was like, my mind turned like, not naughty or bad, but I was like, okay, now I want you to do something. Now I want you to do something. And I want to see like how these like twists and turns happen.
Oh, yeah.
And it see, and the dust does settle.
They have the Love Island game. Like, I think it's on your phone or on the computer or whatever, where you are like an islander and you can play around. And I remember Cody Ko used to do this on YouTube where he would just like be like pick his role and name it whatever and then just like fuck around. Like, he would like, you can literally like start dating somebody and then you can pick what you're saying to them and they give you reactions back, but it's just a game online.
Wait, so did you Google
like
it to spoil
deep.
No, it is like, did, it is
did you spoil it for yourself or did are you watching it like blind?
Oh, Australia.
Yeah,
I have not spoiled it. I have not seen the end, but I only I probably have like 10 or so episodes left. Love Island Australia, they also do shorter seasons.
Like, who's Nakia with right now?
Oh, Nakia just fucking dumped Kale's ass for the new guy.
Okay. That's where you're just like, holy shit, this show.
Ruthless.
See, man, that's what got
Joe into watching it too. He was like, she just said that they were
not going to
talk to anybody else.
And then she at least admitted it to the girls.
Did he ask you, by the way, was he like, would you do that? I mean, I like can see that happening if like you watch with your partner, you know, looking at them and being like, you would totally do that.
I mean,
it's the most ridiculous premise.
But it's also a game. Like they win money at the end. And so like once you accept it for what it is, it's fine. But yeah, Nakia, like at least she goes on the boat and she tells the girls, she's like, look, we did say we weren't talking to anyone, but I just told this gentleman that I was open to.
And it's funny. I don't know what it's crazy how like the different countries are different where like we think different accents are attractive or something, like, you know, and we're like, like we hear a British accent, it's like, oh my God, the Australian accent. This guy that came in was American and all the girls were like, oh my God, he's so hot. His American act, he's a
Guys,
D1 baseball
true.
Player. Like, and
it's
we,
true,
and it was
though.
Just, it's just crazy. Cause I'm like, him.
I went to like Australia with Shep and the women loved the accent. And I was like, this stupid thing? I was like, y'all's accent
like,
is
I sound
like
dumb. Like this is
on
you
fire.
Like this.
Yes.
I thought I loved so I've always loved Australian accents until I watched Love Island and I was like, it gets a little old. Like it gets a little like ner and I'm like, all right, like it's funny for a while, but like I think I'm a British and South African accent guy, but yeah, the guy comes in with this stupid mustache and like the girls just like stop doing everything. They're just like, oh, this American's here. And
like, perfect,
like
typical.
How many Americans are on it? Because that's actually funny.
One.
That's kind of like a cheat code. Okay.
One.
Just
because
one.
Because obviously if it was set here and an Aussie came in, everyone would be like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They do that. They know, do that on the like, US version, too. They'll throw like a British person in or something just to like for everyone to be like, oh, my God. Yeah.
But see, like.
They don't
it
do that in
works.
UK though. The UK, they just need themselves.
Yeah.
It only works if like if the people are hot. And I guess like I understand that shows move towards being more inclusive, but a show like that, like if you stop bringing on just dumb hot people, it's going to ruin the entire format of the show.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They
that's
have
what
to
it's built on.
This show does not need integrity.
No.
Nope. This show is built on hot people all.
How
just,
many episodes is it?
A lot.
50.
Like 20?
No. 50. The UK is probably 50-ish. Like it goes on for a couple months.
It's like every day.
Australia's That's in like outrageous. The 30s, maybe.
And then the parents are watching
US.
Live, and then the parents have to come in. But also, like,
it's
the country
the only,
votes.
Imagine if your show was, Austin, imagine if your show, like, you filmed something 2 days ago, and the world is watching it tonight. That's how Love Island is.
I mean, I like low key wish that that's like what happened
on
our show.
We wish all reality shows were like that.
I really wish it was like that.
Because we hear the drama, then we got to wait 6 months to watch it.
It takes so long for the shows to come out in the nicest way possible.
And then you can't heavily edit the shit out of a whole bunch of stuff. But, you know,
yeah, right.
Conversation for another day. But like, yeah, and then it just, you know, comes out, you know, for better or worse. And that would be interesting.
But then, so then people.
I probably hate it, but.
So then they like poll the audience. And they'll be like, who thinks like Austin's playing like Emily? And Emily will think you guys are fine. And it'll be like 85%. And she'll be like, wait, what the fuck is he saying to like the guys that like, I don't know about? Like, it's pretty great. So
yeah, most notoriously is great. Tommy Fury and Molly Mae, who are still together and they have a baby together and they're engaged. Like on the show, the outsiders looking in made it seem like Molly Mae wasn't into Tommy and like playing the game. And when they would receive like what the outside was saying, it was that like Molly Mae was playing Tommy. And every time she was like, what are you guys talking about? And she was like disliked by the UK. And now they're like the strongest couple from Love Island going.
It's crazy
that
the strategy
was a fighter. I didn't know she was on Love Island. Is that like
he was on Love Island?
Dart?
His brother.
Yeah.
And I remember he was there when Tyson had a big fight, and he had to like. I remember on the episode they were like, he won.
I was waiting for Craig to say Nick. I was like, no, dude, that is
Nick Fury
universe.
From Marvel.
No, because Paige loves this couple too, and they have their own reality show now and everything.
Yeah, the whole Fury family. Tyson had the reality show.
Yeah.
All right. And that wraps up part one of our episode with our good friends, Rhea and Fran from Chicks in the Office. And we hope you enjoyed.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.